yesterday, we already started the biggest and most important shaila that exists in Hilchos Boreh. And that is, how do we consider something to be a tarugus? And we said, if something is considered a mixture, so then you have a boreh shaila. However, if something is not considered a mixture, then you do not have a boreh shaila. Therefore, it is the most important question to ask oneself when he is dealing with a shaila of boreh. Does he or does he not have a mixture? For example, we said, the plasticware that's in that container over there, where the forks and the knives are all separate, so this havan is not considered a mixture. Each one is separate from the other one. The Masha Inking. If you have a bowl of fruits, oranges, apples, grapes, and all things like that, this havan is considered a mixture. If you have a fridge, and you open the door of the fridge, and when you open the door of the fridge, you have in the door a Coke, a Sprite, and a...
It's not better,
why not?
It's not tarugus.
If it's mixed together with the things of these shelves, I mean, it's one big jumble, like I said, because after the Shiva thing, it's by the Issa. No, if you want the mayonnaise for now, then it's the good from the bad, for miyad, and you're taking it for yad, that's about the mussar.
You don't want it right now, you can't take it out.
The English guys should be used to the cold, I don't understand. Yeah. English guys are complaining, it's so cold, it's so cold. Go to India, go to Manchester. Okay, I'm inside. How about like this? You want to clean up the table after the meal, and you have a plate with a knife and a fork on it. Is that a mixture?
No.
No.
Well, just one knife and fork?
Yes.
I think you have a bunch of forks, and then I take one of the two and double together, and then I take one of the two and put them together.
Now, if the owner remembers, we discussed on Thursday night in the Reis Medrash a very famous heter. And the heter is what we call siluk. Right? Remember this heter, Mr. Fletcher. Siluk. What siluk means? Siluk means when you have a pile of items, pile of hats, pile of coats, pile of smoke, pile of all sorts of things, and each one is basically recognizable, but you don't know which one you want, and are you allowed, Mr. Fletcher? Are you allowed, when you have a pile of svarim and you want to get to your gemara at the bottom, to remove the ones you don't want, put them down, to get the one that I do want? I've only been confessing to answer this question. Mutter Asa.
Mutter.
Ah! Kamali! Mutter, right? What? What's the chat? What's the chat? No, but it's a tarugus.
You can see. Hey,
my
mixture.
It's a mixture! It's a mixture! What's the heads up? Because the Mishnah Berurah says when you have a pile of things and each one is basically recognizable, so in order to get to the one I want, it's not considered a boreh, that's going to be boreh. Right?
And you have a pile of pork and
a pile? Pile like that or a whole bundle of them?
When do you ever have a box full of forks and knives?
Mr. Teller, this is a question for you. If you had a whole pile of laundry, a massive pile, are you allowed to remove the top layer to get to my socks from the bottom? Mutter Asa. Ah! Come on, Mr. Teller! Ah!
Why
you have to move this guy? Why dangerous, this one?
Lama
Why is it odd, sir?
You got one already.
Because when you have a whole pile of things all mixed together, you don't consider it a nice pile. Only a nice pile of hats, nice pile of slime, and a nice pile of raincoats, that will be much of the game.
Yeah,
what I want.
You're letting
the shots
out of the bottom.
What? No, they have a real mixture. They have a real mixture on the pile. That's on the pile. That's a real mixture.
Wait, you're using the app.
Not folded. If I have a whole bundle of fresh done laundry, and I know that my socks are at the bottom of the pile, am I allowed, this is Gabby, to take my hand, put it inside, start swishing around, and eventually, there's my sock! Take it out. Mutter or Asa?
Mutter. You're moving it.
Yes.
Mother. You're not picking everything out.
You're not picking anything. You've with your hand. Just
to have it. It's in a ticker.
It's in a ticker.
What am I separating? I'm smishing it around!
From the ad?
No, me ad. I didn't do bundle of the clown! Bundle means to separate. If I have a bundle of clothing in the middle of the floor, and I don't separate it, I go like this to find the one I want, and eventually I find the one I want, is that bundle? I don't separate anything. That's not bundle. That's a mother's mother. We made her a recite. We have an unbelievable answer. Somebody, for example, has a bowl of nuts and raisins. And he wants somebody to get the nuts, only the raisins. Is he allowed to swish around? I'm out of. Coldspine doesn't remove anything from the mixture.
The vegetables and leave them with super hands.
Right, very similar to that. Oh, I think for that one, that's a good home. Off you go. Next. Have a seat, Rabbi Sai. We're doing some of the. Right side. Are you allowed to pour out the juice in the pickle jar or the tuna jar out from the tuna, when you open a jar of pickles, olives, tuna, and these things, so the tuna and the oil, or the olives and the juice, are mixed together. Therefore, if you do not want the oil, or you do not want the pickles, juice, it's bad at murder, right? How about the website? Please, if you have a bowl of chicken soup, and in this bowl of chicken soup you have a matzah ball, is that matzah ball considered to be mixed with the soup? We have a right answer. Maybe.
Get the baseball, mate, the big one.
Okay.
Your hands are too small.
The base side. So therefore, to remove the matzo ball from the soup is no shame of murder. But what is I want to say a finish over here? How about you open up a yogurt? Now on the top of the yogurt, what do you have? On the top of the yogurt, you have a layer of water, right? You ever open up a yogurt and you have a layer of water there?
Yeah, you have to mix.
Right. Are you allowed to pour up? We have to ask a new arrival, Baruch Hashem, back in the shape, back in the eggs as well. Are you allowed to pour up the water level from the yogurt? Yes or no?
No.
Why not? A big pickles, huge pickles, in a bit of juice. Is that boiler to move the juice? I've had enough. Much aching, Rabbi Sai. If you have a whole jar of olives, a whole jar of pickles, and you want to pour off the juice, this is Bada Issa. Who has in the tuna, Rabbi Sai? If you take off the oil, and you pour off the oil, get rid of the tuna.
What if you take the oil completely and then just turn that?
Well, that's not the oil. Rabbi Sai, I have a question like this. You open up a tuna can. And often the tuna comes in one big section, one big clump. Yeah. What's the lock over there? So I think it is. I think it's double process. That to remove the oil from a tuna can, where the tuna is one clump, it's not a mixture. You can't say that the oil inside the can is mixed with the tuna, and therefore that's not going to be considered a burger. However, be very careful, Rabbi Sai. Because often the tuna will be in pieces. And if it's in pieces, that means the oil and the wood is mixed together with the tuna. So to pour the oil out of the jar, bari rubada. And the way that you use the lid is an isimilat.
How are you doing? The way that you squeeze it all out.
That's something after I squeeze.
Could be. Okay, let's go next. Mr. Tala, bunch of grapes, all the same. One of them doesn't look so nice. Am I allowed to remove it or not?
It's not mixed, bro. It's not mixed.
That's
from good. It's never allowed.
That's from good. He said it's all one thing.
It's good from Berlin, yeah.
What are you saying, though?
No, it's never.
Bunch of grapes. One or two of them not so good.
You know what I'm doing?
Came up to me yesterday and he told me he was sitting in the Shabbat office. And he said, his young nephew, and he was from Shop, said to me, I want to ask you, my young nephew came over to me and he says to me that, you know, it's usher, may I tell you, to remove a bone from the fish. So this Gerl Chassid said to him, ah, come on, maybe you shouldn't do it, it's not so bad. So hold on a minute. He was probably talking about this as shy we discussed in the beginning. Are you allowed to remove a piece of herring? It depends which one you move. What's considered taking? The one that moves. For example, to pour the oil from the tuna, it means the oil is coming out of the tuna. That means the oil is the bad one, and that's being moved. That's awesome. Now over here, I said, Father Gator, take the fish in your hand like this. Take the boat in the other hand, and move the fish away from the boat. Then you're taking the good from the bad! And you're saying you're the great good, alright? You hold a bunch of grapes, you hold the bad ones, and you take the good ones away! And you keep holding the bad ones. That's all taking the good from the bad! It's about to go on the gate, it's about to go on the gate, it's about to go
on the gate, it's
Somebody asked me if you're allowed to remove a scoop of liver, and in the scoop of liver there's a nice hair.
shut up.
Check it all out.
Check it all out.
No.
Am I asking you to
eat the hair?
Burn it or bite it?
No, you eat the hair.
Burn it or bite it?
Eat the hair.
The place where you see it, it's not mixed.
But the place where it's inside is mixed.
So?
So therefore I'm removing the whole string, and the mucky was inside the leg is actually mixed.
That's not only bad, not like...
It's not bad!
It's bad, but not like... It's worse than bad.
Okay, I'm going to add it to the person! I'm grabbing the mucky where the hair is, it's boiling it together with the liquor, and it's good!
You
hold the liver and you remove the thing. But let's say one after the other and then we finish. If you have a piece of meat with fat on the other side, a piece of fat on the side, are you allowed to remove the fat on Shabbos? Yes or no?
No.
I want to eat something. Let's go. Oh, we'll get to that. So we'll get to tomorrow. But we'll get to that.